Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on this Tuesday, here's a headline. Supreme Court rejects challenge on one person, one vote.
Well, it was pretty stupid, and it was a unanimous decision. That means there are four conservatives and four liberals, and everybody agreed that it was ridiculous. What happened was the question became, should they only count eligible voters, or should they count everybody in the district? In order to come up with the way in which districts are organized by a state legislature. And everybody agreed the way that it had always been done was to say everybody gets counted who lives in a particular district. And that can get hairy because, you know, a lot of people live in a district who will never be able to vote or eligible to vote or who are immigrants or who are moving into a district. So the conservative element that brought other law cases, which of course would have had the effect of disenfranchising a lot of Democrats or making sure that an awful lot of Republicans got elected, they lost, and they lost big. Of course, Alito and Thomas were opinions that didn't sound like they didn't agree, but were counted in the eight. So that was a big loss for those who would have organized it in a different way.
We heard about the Panama Papers, Alan. They're being called the largest ever leak of secret data and articles about the offshore bank accounts of bigwigs worldwide. What do you make of this?
David, this is a tough one. It's one of the biggest stories that we have seen in a long, long time. But you wouldn't know it reading some of the press here. It's very complicated. And what has happened is that a lot of people have these offshore accounts in order to clearly avoid taxes. We're talking about some of the very biggest people in the world who are surrounding Putin or the president of Ukraine or people in the United States. We haven't seen it all yet, but they don't really have to do in the States because we already have lots of ways that big companies and others and rich people can avoid taxes. What it does is say to the poor schlemiels who pay taxes and pay all of their taxes that if you're rich, you can get away with it. Otherwise, you can't. And as April 15th approaches, which is when everybody has to have their taxes paid, this is a big issue about motivating people to pay who are going to say, well, if the biggest guys don't pay, I don't have to pay either. Wrong. We all know who goes to jail. The second part of this is that our journalistic enterprises haven't done everything they could. The New York Times, under some criticism for having been late to the table on this story, they say that they couldn't do it when others had done it because they were too busy checking out what the ramifications of the story were. Nevertheless, it's a huge story.
Another huge story is today's Wisconsin primary, Alan. Let's go to the Republican side. Ted Cruz leading in state polls by 10 points. He wants John Kasich to get out of the race and, of course, he's facing his biggest challenger, Trump.
Well, of course he wants Kasich out of the race, and Kasich says, I ain't going. It's been clear to me from the beginning that Kasich is in it to the end, that he's going to make a point at the convention, and he hopes that if, in fact, the convention is brokered or does come apart, that he'll be the guy who picks up the pieces. Both Trump and Cruz say, hey, if he weren't in it, those would have been votes, or a large part of that would have been votes that would come to me. They may be right, but, you know, everybody has a right to do what they want. And the tremendous pressure that Cruz is putting on Kasich is interesting in that Cruz is very unpopular in his own Senate. And, you know, if he had been a different kind of guy, maybe he would have had a little bit more sympathy. But as it is, I don't think a lot of people in his own party are going to feel sympathetic towards him.
Finally, Alan, Donald Trump, stumbling with women, has enlisted his wife in the campaign.
Well, that's right. You know, he's got a problem, and it's a problem of his own making. And now he needs some way to alleviate his problem. And he's asked his wife, who has been silent in all of this. And it just shows that he knows he made a big error, and he has to do something. But the question is this the antidote that will really help him? Because now somebody who has been relatively silent, who is the last of his, what, three wives, is being called upon to make the difference. She's a beautiful woman, but in this case, I don't know that that's going to be the deciding factor that is going to help her with the women vote. In fact, I suspect it will not.